Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
94. WIP. On a fine day. Cold as hell, but actually, I don't know how cold. Hell's not supposed to be cold. But whatever, it's just an expression. So it is cold, though. It is cold, at least this week's game, and I'm not a big fan of dome stadiums, but at least it's indoors. And then we got a night game again with Green Bay. The NFL just loves those night games for television, just loves them. Tate, you're on WIP.
Howard the Legend.
Correct.
What's up? I would never call you king, but you are a legend, brother. How you doing?
But I am the king.
Negative.
And I didn't give myself the nickname like people on the station have done. You know, it's fraudulent if you give yourself, like LeBron James.
He gave himself
King James. Can't do that.
It's fraudulent. You got to bring LeBron in it. Come on.
Yeah, LaFraud.
Come on. LaFraud.
Okay.
All right, so Howard, it's definitely been consistent that you trash the Phillies, you trash the Sixers, but you're the bodyguard for the Eagles.
Okay, well, let's go through it step by step. How did I trash the Phillies?
All season. Did you think they were going to make the World Series?
No, but who did? Hold on. Whoa. You're an idiot. All right.
Yeah.
Here's what.
Call me what you want.
They had a flawed lineup, loaded with strikeouts. They kind of backed into the playoffs. Let's be honest, because Milwaukee at home played poor. Okay. So I didn't trash them. I talked about their deficiencies. Defensively, they weren't good enough. They have too many strikeouts, and they don't generate runs. Moving runners around the bases. They don't generate runs like that. And you need to do that in the playoffs. So to say I trash them, that's really over the top. And I questioned what a lot of people questioned. And then St. Louis gave them the first game, which got them on a roll. Because
that
manager is an idiot. Okay, so that. All right, so now we talk about. Now we got the Phillies out of the way. Now let's talk about the Sixers.
Yeah.
They're not going to win a championship with this team. They got a poorly constructed team. The general manager is a total fraud. He could have kept Seth Curry and traded Thybulle, and he loves Thybulle. Thybulle stinks, all right? Thybulle stinks. Do we agree with that? Okay. Okay. So they're a poorly constructed team with no leader. No leader. None. Joel Embiid is a terrific player, and I've always said that, but he's not a leader, and you can't. Yes, I have. I just don't think he's a leader, and I think he worries more about his numbers than the team winning, and that's my opinion.
My last call called you talking about him coming late and all of that, so you don't.
I didn't say he came late, but he comes when he wants to. Well, he comes when he wants to.
The last time I called you, you said he comes an hour before the game, and I said that doesn't matter. Let me say one thing.
Well, but if you have team rules, you have team rules. All right,
but
I don't think he's a leader.
Point.
Let's just deal with what he does
as a team. Let me speak to the Sixers point first.
Okay.
Howard, we haven't won since the 80s. So it's so easy to say we don't have a team that's going to win a championship. It's not that easy to win a championship. If you want to impress me, tell me who we're going to get to win. Because anybody can say we're not going to win with what we have. We haven't won since the 80s. And it's 450 players in the NBA, only 20 win in a year. That's 5%.
Okay, how many teams have only gone to the second round? They either lose and don't make the playoffs for years. They tried to lose. That was a disgrace. That process is the biggest fraud in sports.
We all know that.
Okay, but they haven't gotten past the second round, genius. I mean, come on. That's not good enough.
You're stating the Captain Obvious. We know that.
Okay, well, then what's the issue?
Because you can tell me you're not going to make it. That's easy.
Okay, now let's get to the third team you mentioned. We know the Flyers suck, so we won't even deal with that. Okay, so the third team, the Eagles. Okay, the Eagles are the last team to win a championship in town. That was 2017. They haven't gotten there, and it's really hard, and we all know it's hard to get to the championship round or the Super Bowl. But they are the best. Right this year, are they not the best team in town?
Yes, they are.
Okay, end of story.
Say something bad about the Eagles before I hang up.
Go ahead.
You say something bad about them.
Well, they were horrible on Monday night. They were horrible. Wait a minute. I've said things. Wait a minute. Fletcher Cox has got to be better, and I don't know that he can. That's bad.
Not a player. The team.
The team lost a game. They were sloppy and made too many mistakes, and you're not going to win games like that. Not if they play like that again on Sunday, and I don't think they will not win on Sunday. I mean, that's not positive. It's negative. They can't play like that and win. And when I do the Brandon Graham show, I ask him questions about that. You hear what you want to hear because you're in love with the Sixers. Go kiss their ass.
You are with the Eagles.
Listen, I get, trust me on this, and I don't want to get into specifics. Wait a minute. I know because it's such an easy narrative. I get more heat from the Eagles than I do from any other team in town. Trust me.
And that's why you don't say nothing bad about them.
But that's because I do say things that they don't like. You know what, Tate, give me your worst officiated call so I can get you off the phone.
I think somebody took it. Legend. Yo, I miss arguing with you, man.
Okay.
Late, bro.
All right, see you, bro. it's such an easy narrative. Oh, you always positive about the Eagles. They're 8-1. I mean, they're 8-1. What do you want me to say? They're 8-1. And I have criticized certain situations, and I wasn't sure about Jalen Hurts going into the season. He's played much better than I thought he did. That's not positive. That wasn't positive going in. Played much better. But, I mean, everybody wants me. So they always go to the Eagles. Oh, the Phillies did stink during the year. They did stink. They lost six games to the Cubs. Six straight games to the Cubs. Were they good? Stop. Stop already. You're giving me a headache with all this nonsense. Rob, you're on WIP.
What's up, King? You know what? Take some Excedrin and you'll be okay, man.
Yeah, I'll double dose it, too.
Well, you know what? When people, you know what? The word fan comes from fanatic. So when a person's really a fanatic, you know, they go overboard, especially with these Phillies fans. But listen, I want to talk about the Sixers, man. You know, I listen to your program, and I listen to your station, not you. And people were talking about, oh, they were great signings, P.J. Tucker. That guy's 150 years old, man.
The general manager's a fraud, P.J. Tucker, and you listen to the post-game show last night, oh, his toughness. He's tough as my ass. He fouled Giannis. He had no points. He had one shot. I know he's not a scorer, but,
He's nothing. He's a waste of money out there.
Yeah, for 3 years. 3 years of it.
Yeah, don't worry. Well, you know what? You know what? Jimmy Lynam, I'm like you. I like Jimmy Lynam, but when he said last year that, Embiid is going to be the next Wilt Chamberlain, come on, stop it, Jimmy.
Jimmy Lynam is over the top kissing ass. He is, and I love Jimmy. He is. To say he's better than Wilt, Wilt would stuff Embiid in the trash can. Wilt was so dominant as a player. I don't care when he played. Wilt was... If it wasn't Michael Jordan, Wilt would have been the best ever. I mean, stop. Wilt played over 48 minutes a game one season because he played every minute and every minute of the overtime. Can Embiid do that? No. Embiid's a terrific player, but to compare him to Wilt Chamberlain, Jimmy, you're on drugs. Jimmy Lynam is on drugs.
I think Joel Embiid gave him a payoff for that. But here's real quick. Michael Jordan's not the best player. Will Chamberlain's the greatest player I've ever seen. I've seen them all.
Well, yeah, but Jordan won 6 straight championships, and he left for a year and a half.
Russell won 11, so he's the greatest player. Yeah. All right?
Yeah, you know, Will averaged 30 points and I think 20, and I know 20 some rebounds against Russell. So, Russell, he didn't play Russell. When he played Russell, he still averaged 30 points and over 20 rebounds. I mean, please give me a break.
Here's like real quick before I get to my missed call. My top five, and I've seen these guys not on grainy film but in person. My top five NBA players of all time are Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Oscar Robertson, Michael Jordan, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That's the five that I've seen.
I wouldn't put Russell in the top five, but I'd put Kobe in the top five. Over LeFraud. Over LeFraud. Kobe's a killer. In the last 2 minutes, he's a killer. Yeah. What's your worst call? What's your worst call?
That Saints game against the Rams.
Yeah, somebody took it. Somebody took it.
Oh, man. Well,
right.
You know what?
Nice try. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
No. Here's one, Howard, the Tuck call.
That's already taken, too.
Ooh. All right. Thanks.
All right. Have a great weekend and a happy Thanksgiving. Mark Lawrence will join us next. These people. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I mean, the Sixers have a poorly constructed roster.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.